Gave it to Bozinski. Her jumper short. Long rebound, though. Comes back to Amherst. Rule. Free ball right there. Sydney Rule drains another three-point shot. And that gets a 30-second timeout from Midview.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Or you may be listening online, WEOL.com. You can listen on your phone if you download the mobile app. There's all sorts of ways to listen. But no matter how you are dialed in, glad you have to our girls' high school basketball preview presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. We are live here at Wolfie's. Glad to be here. We're in the back part, so stop on by, pay us a visit. Some great food, and again, girls' high school basketball conversation. And if you can't get here tonight, then mark your calendars for Monday night, because we're going to come right back here on Monday for the boys' high school basketball preview. Hard to believe that the respective season's about to get underway. We mentioned earlier in the program that our girls' coverage tips off 1 week from Friday. Hard to believe, but the Lorain County Tournament a week from Friday over at EC will feature the host team, the Elyria Catholic Lady Panthers, taking on Vermilion. That'll be game two, and the opener, Lorain and Keystone. So, man, we're ready to go. We talked about the fact our Forecast magazine with all your basketball coverage will be in the Chronicle-Telegram next Wednesday, 1 week from today, November 18th. So, Rob, we're excited about basketball. Let's get it going.
Oh, absolutely. It's our favorite time of year. I always think, I know for you and I, we love it, and I think everybody associated at the station, you know, it's Christmas early for us.
Right.
I mean, for adults, I think it's Christmas that when we get to basketball going. Kevin Collins joining us now, head coach of Amherst Steel. And, Coach, you come in 13-10 last year. Lost to Berea Mid-Park in the sectional finals. Just your overall year last year, and you know, what are you thinking going into this year?
We used last year definitely as a build-up. This year we're returning three of our starters from last year's team. They got great experience. We were very happy with our year last year. We ended up, you know, in a tough conference, competing every night. Stayed above 500, went into the tournament, went to a draw where we got a bye, then had a chance to play Berea Mid-Park. We had taken them to overtime in the regular season, so we were confident that we could match up well with them, and we fought our butts off and had a tough loss in the tournament. But I think the girls who are returning this year really learned from that experience, and they're ready to go this year.
Coach, I mentioned next Wednesday the Forecast magazine comes out. Brooke Wallace will be on the cover, her along with Devon Andrews, as we always honor the previous year's Mr. and Miss Basketball Award winners. But you've got to replace her out on that basketball floor. How big of a challenge is that?
You can't replace a Brooke Wallace. The first scrimmage we had last week, I think maybe the first possession of the game, the guard took the ball, went all the way to the rim and scored, and we kind of looked at our coaches like, that hasn't happened in a while around here, you know. And that's an adjustment. Our girls, you know, they had a 6'1" girl standing in the paint that was able to clean up for them. So we're not going to try and replace Brooke. We're going to try and, you know, change the way we play a little bit and use our strengths. And we think guard play is a big strength of ours this year. So we want to get out and run and press. And we have some girls who can flat out shoot it. And that's going to be a goal of ours, is to let them be athletic. So we're not looking to replace her. We're looking to kind of change the way we play.
Great way to put it. So who are some of the key girls this year?
You know, I don't think it's any secret. You know, we're not afraid to say it. We think we have one of the best players in the area in Sydney Rule. She's a junior this year. She's been a starter since her freshman year. Probably one of the best shooters in the area. A ton of college coaches have been looking at her. And every time we talk to them, they say she's one of the best shooters, they think, in the state of Ohio. So we're confident in her. We're going to let her, you know, showcase her talents. And like I said, we have three returning starters. We have junior Jayla Hall, who was a monster on the boards for us, just an energy player that got a lot of putbacks and did a lot of great things for us defensively. And then sophomore Kate Iliff is a returner. She ended up scoring about 6 points a game for us. Kind of had an up-and-down freshman year, but she's been great, probably one of our most improved players. So the three of those three players are going to lead us. They're going to kind of drive everything we do. But, you know, like I said, we're not shy. We're going to let Sydney get her shots up. She's somebody who can light it up. She had 57 made threes last year as a sophomore. So we expect those numbers to improve and her to kind of take her game to the next level.
And real quick, just a follow-up to that, I'm sure they loved Brooke as a teammate. I'm sure they were friends with Brooke. But I'm sure there's a part of them that goes, we want to show we can do this without Miss Basketball.
Absolutely, and that's shown throughout the summer, throughout the fall. it's different. You know, we were a team that wanted to slow it down and go through Brook. Everything we did kind of went through Brook, and we spotted up shooters. It's a whole new world at Amherst now. I mean, our practices are so up-tempo and fast-paced. After the first practice, I kind of grabbed some of our key girls and we're like, "What, you know, how'd it go? What'd you think?" And they're like, "We're tired." And I was like, that's how we have to play. You know, we need to be up-tempo. We need to get up the floor. And they've bought into it. And I think, you know, that style of basketball is more fun. You get more girls involved. The game's, you know, up-tempo. You get more shot attempts. And that's our whole goal this year is to play up-tempo, to get in people's faces, to create havoc, and to look to get open shots from it.
How long does it take a team to change what they've done? I mean, obviously it changes because Brook isn't there. But to play this up-tempo style, is that going to be a season-long transition, or you think they're figuring it out pretty soon?
They're figuring it out probably a little bit faster than we even thought they would. The nice thing was, you know, we had a great summer. We got a lot of our younger girls together. Our biggest issue is, you know, for 3 years now, we've been saying we're very young, and it feels like we continue to be young. You know, we're looking at starting two juniors, two sophomores, and probably a freshman. So we're going to be very young again. So it we're going to go through our lumps. We're going to kind of go through a transition there. But, you know, we slowly implemented playing faster and faster over the last 2 years, and we really let it go this summer to the point where we weren't worried about running an offense. We just wanted to play fast, get shot attempts up, and we've kind of transitioned that. And our whole goal for our offseason with our scrimmages have been to play teams that played fast. And so the game was really going to speed up. That way when we get to the regular season, it would be, you know, a little bit, they'd be prepared for it. It'd be normal to them. So, like I said, I think we're ahead of schedule. The girls love it. The girls have bought into it. And it's going to be fun to watch.
So when you look at your team, as Rob said, you got to transition to this new style. What will the strength of the team be? Just athleticism to get up and down the floor?
I think athleticism is a huge strength of ours, and we're going to play into that. And the other thing is we have quite a few girls who can shoot the ball. We're not afraid to tell people to shoot, you know, as many threes as they can get. We've affectionately, you know, coined a group of players, the Bomb Squad, and we've told them if you want to be on the Bomb Squad, you got to get shots up before practice, after practice, and get a ton of shots up. And they've bought into it, and they've put the work in themselves, and they've said, you know, we want to be part of this, we want to have it with, you know, take pride in it. So if they get an open look, they have a green light to let it fly.
How about the mental and physical grind of the 18 game league schedule now that the SWC is a 10-team league and it's, you know, a round robin, so you're going to play twice? What's that going to be like, and do you make any kind of adjustments as a coach because of that?
It's going to be I can't even describe it. I mean, we look at our schedule, there is no night off. I mean, it's every conference game is going to be a battle. Our conference has gotten, you know, that much stronger by adding an Avon and a North Ridgeville and a Midview and a Lakewood. For us, they're teams that we have traditionally played, but I think, like you said, playing them twice a year, it's going to be a grind, and our big thing is going to be, you know, we want to get better every single day. That's our goal. We want to peak come tournament time. So we're going to set goals for ourselves and continue to work, but it's going to be a challenge. There is no easy game on our schedule, and that's something as coaches we looked at and we embrace, and I think it's going to prepare us for the tournament. But it's going to be a long season, especially with the group we have that's very young. It's going to be trial by fire right away. Our first game is a non-conference game with Brecksville, who, you know, has previously been a conference foe of ours. And, you know, they want to beat us because we beat them twice last year. So it's trial by fire. We're going to jump right into it, and every night's going to be a challenge. And we very much look forward to it because I think our conference is definitely, you know, one of the best in the area, if not the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt. My friend, good to see you again.
Thank you much.
No, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations on a winning season last year. Let's hope it continues here in 15-16.
That's the hope. As long as you guys are in the gym, good things happen.
I love the fact you got that girls-boys doubleheader, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's something
you're going to play Cadella, who we're going to have on after the news. But I think that's great. I love girls-boys doubleheader.
Yeah, the hope is girls and boys, not only that, but you get Firelands, who's right down the street. We want to have a full gym, and WL is going to be there. It's a night we've got circled on our calendar. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No doubt. Hey, go enjoy some food here at Wolfie's.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Kevin Collins of Amherst joining us here at the table, talking a little Lady Comet basketball. And again, we're here at Wolfie's, as is Kevin and a bunch of coaches, to talk about girls hoops as we bring you our annual girls high school basketball preview here at Wolfie's. Huge thank you to everybody at Wolfie's. And, of course, our presenting sponsor, Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. Would love to see you down here. Stop on by, say hello, and join in with some great food and conversation. We're going to take a quick time out here at the top of the hour for news, get you caught up on some things, and then when we come back, more girls high school basketball to chat about. So stay with us on AM 930 WEOL. We're on your phone if you download the app. And, Rob, we're online
at WEOL.com.